Now, if you've ever experienced chronic pain, that is constant, daily pain for more than 3 months at a time, you'll know just how debilitating it is, not only physically but also emotionally. It wears you down over time, especially if it goes on for years. One in five of us deal with chronic pain, and the medical profession hasn't always had the best track record for helping us manage it. Some GPs and specialists get it, while others can make you feel like you're exaggerating or, worse, imagining your pain levels. It's hoped, though, that a new world-first model for treating patients' pain will help change all that. It's less about the pills and procedures and more about you and me, the patient. Dr. Meredith Craigie is a specialist pain medicine physician. She's based in Adelaide, and she's the chair of the group that's been overseeing this work. And Meredith, welcome. What's been wrong with the previous approach taken by medical professionals when it comes to chronic pain?
Thanks, Michael. One of the problems I think many of us have had is the struggle with understanding what is actually happening in the body when people develop chronic pain. What are the differences between pain experienced in the acute setting, where it's appropriate, it's relevant to the severity of the injury or the illness, and how does that change as time evolves? Either that acute pain doesn't settle down, or we develop a new, different type of pain that persists despite multiple treatments.
Because I imagine in this area, as a patient myself who's had to deal, like all of us had, at times with pain, there are various psychosocial sort of elements and divisions you go through. There's that initial surprise and fear from the pain that hits you. And then when it continues on for some time, you find yourself going through another phase where you're actually feeling quite overcome, quite exhausted. It affects the whole outlook you have on life.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's the important part of the pain experience that we've been neglecting to some extent in our various medical approaches to pain. Within medical specialist training, we all have different training backgrounds with obviously a different emphasis on the areas pertinent to our specialty. And that often gives us a fairly narrow view of what's going on. And of course, we're often seeing patients with that particular medical specialty's issues. So trying to understand the whole patient, that, as you say, that psychosocial setting within which they're experiencing their symptoms is really important in helping patients manage pain, because unfortunately, in a lot of cases, we haven't got a cure yet. Obviously, clever scientists are working towards finding better treatments and hopefully cures, but that will be sometime in the future.
Well, Meredith, can I just ask you, as we're talking about this in a sort of generic way, what are some of the examples you can give us of chronic pain and the way it manifests itself in the body?
Well, chronic pain can manifest itself with a number of experiences that are hard to understand. For instance, people can experience spontaneous flare-ups. We often search for meaning, you know, why did that happen? What did I do to make that happen? And the answer to that is, I really don't know. And that makes it scary.
Are those kind of flare-ups often associated with joints and ligaments and tendons, those parts of the body?
They can be flare-ups related to the nervous system as well, so spontaneous nervous system activity, where people have sudden shooting pain, stabbing pain, feels like an electric shock, and it just comes out of the blue, might occur for a few minutes, but it might last for a long time, and they might describe it as burning pain that's relentless. It keeps them awake at night, so they have poor sleep. And, of course, with that, we have other impacts on the body in terms of we're unrefreshed, we lose energy, and it has this snowball effect that people then find actually they haven't got the patience to attend to their jobs, their social interactions. Often they become withdrawn and can become anxious or depressed. So the pain experience can have a big flow-on effect into the broader life as it persists over time.
And then you take that effect on you both psychologically and emotionally, physically, to your local GP, who I imagine is usually, Meredith, your first point of contact with the medical profession, and you say, I've been awake for some time now. This pain has been haunting me during daylight and sleeping hours. What has often been the case when a GP is asked to deal or diagnose that? Have they had the training in place?
Well, GPs have some training. We've all had some training as medical students, but of course for some of us that's a very long time ago, and we hope our more recent graduates have had much more input around pain training. But for one of the problems for general practitioners is the way they're remunerated and their short consultation times.
I'm glad you raised this, because I thought I better dare not in case I got complaints. But you're absolutely right. The whole system of, you know, government-sponsored healthcare through Medicare is get them in, diagnose them, be accurate, be supportive, be professional, and then move on to the next patient. But if it's a complex issue involving various areas of chronic pain, that can take time. And that's when I take it the process of communication and therefore diagnosis may start to break down.
Absolutely, and that's no reflection on the GP's skills. Many of our GPs are excellent and manage their patients very well, so I don't want to cast aspersions on GPs for 1 minute. They do a fantastic job, but often they don't have the time and they don't have the other supports that we might need. So, for instance, I have the luxury of working in a multidisciplinary pain medicine unit here in Adelaide, and I have support from clinical psychologists, from physiotherapists, from medical colleagues from other backgrounds. So my background training is anaesthesia. I was a paediatric anaesthetist in my previous life, but I work exclusively in pain medicine now. But most of us have had some other specialist training. And, you know, we have nurses in our unit as well, plus the full range of the public hospital system to refer to or get other opinions from. GPs are often fairly isolated, and a few will work in a multidisciplinary setting, but it takes time to unravel often the complexities of what's going on.
So what's this new approach going to do to help people at that first point of contact with the GP?
So with our training program here in Australia, we still remain the only multidisciplinary pain medicine training program in the world. There are training programs in other countries, but they're often discipline specific, and most of them arise from anaesthesia and still only train anaesthetists to be pain medicine physicians. So we have...
Well, that's a little lopsided, isn't it? I mean, even as a layperson, I can see that's lopsided, and here it is.
It is, because that tends to make people, and I can say that coming from my anaesthesia background, focus more on perhaps procedural ways of managing pain, medication and so forth. And what we're trying to do with our training scheme is give our trainees a very broad exposure to other disciplines and broaden their paradigm within which they're working, and putting the emphasis on that social setting and the psychological impact that pain can have on people.
That's really encouraging, Meredith. Sorry to keep interrupting, but I want to keep asking questions on this. One of them that I have to ask is on behalf of all those people listening to our conversation who don't live in a major capital city, who still feel the need perhaps to first have a point of contact with their local GP when and if they can get into them. It may take weeks to get an appointment. Then they have to travel from their regional town community or even remote town or community if they're referred to a specialist. What hope is there in this new model for them to get seen and understood quickly, efficiently and effectively?
Well, with our new model, what we do in my unit is we have several different ways of seeing patients. Some people will just see a physician specifically, and what we will expect from that pain medicine physician is that they have the skills to assess all of those elements.
Right.
And then...
And where are they based? Are they only in cities or all over the country?
Well, it depends which state you're in. New South Wales and Queensland in particular have put enormous resources into establishing some new specialist units, and some of those are regional. So, for instance, in New South Wales, they've enhanced regional centres such as, I can think of, a new service in Lake Macquarie. They've enhanced the service in Newcastle so that there's now a children's pain management service, and that's a completely different area to talk about.
Oh, yes.
I don't think we've got time today to talk about chronic pain in children, but that's an even more neglected area.
And Meredith, just as we have to finish up here, I'm afraid we're running out of time, but are you sensing, as a professional who's been working in this field for such a long time, I don't mean to make it sound like you're old, but but as someone who's experienced in this area, is it your sense, at least if not empirically, anecdotally, that chronic pain rates are rising in our population?
I think there's a greater awareness of it, and there is an increasing acceptance both by the medical profession and amongst our allied health colleagues that this is an important problem that's having a major impact on our patients, and we have to manage it better.
And I would imagine as our population ages, as our population increasingly ages, that's only going to come to the fore even more, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. Because there are ageing-related changes both in the nervous system and the rest of the body, as well as the brain, that influence people's ability to manage pain and also their experience of pain and their response to medication.
Well, I must say it's really encouraging to hear that a multidisciplinary, all-of-body, all-of-person, all-of-patient approach is now being implemented, hopefully Australia-wide, and I thank you very much for taking the time today. Dr. Meredith Craigie is a specialist pain medicine physician based in Adelaide. She's also chair of the group that's overseen this new work. It's come out of the Faculty of Pain Medicine of the Australian and New Zealand College of Anaesthetists, and we'll have more information up on our website later this afternoon. Just look for RN Afternoons at abc.net.au/radionational.